Hello and welcome, everybody. And by everybody, I mean exclusively Mr. Carson. We're back again with another episode of What Does It Mean to Be Human? I'm joined by Haley White.
Hello.
And James Donnell.
Hello.
And I'm Gavin Connor, your host. And, well, today we're going to be talking about the postmodern world and whether or not fate does exist in it. And if so, do people believe in it?
But what determines fate is really your sense of free will. So I think our first question is to assess whether people in today's world have free will or believe they have free will.
Okay, I think you're right. I think fate and free will are on opposite sides of the same coin. But, okay, for example, to record this, we all were debating on whether or not we meet at, say, Starbucks or... like San Jack or something, and we ended up deciding on Starbucks. Now, was that actually our decision, or were we always predetermined to end up here no matter what? Was it ever in our hands at all? Is time itself linear in that way? You know, there's not branching paths whatsoever. I think it's an interesting question.
Yeah, and that's the difficulty of discussing a topic like this, is because you can't really find a definite answer, and it's more of a of an opinion or perspective that you have on the world. And so I think it's really just a matter of discussing your opinions and what you think about the topic rather than trying to force a specific answer.
In my own opinion, I think that free will, although there is choice to do whatever you want in life, it's always going to lead you with the same group of people. So, for example, in Paul's case, he wants to be different by going into the theater and stealing this money so he can live a new life where he doesn't turn out like his father, and he wants to be different. And by doing so, he goes to New York and sees that he's going to wind up like everyone else on the streets. And that basically drives him insane that even when he thought he had free will and he thought that he had the chance to do something different, he's still struggling to be different. And that just furthers the point that even though you make these decisions in your life that seem different from the people around you, you're still stuck with a predetermined destiny, and you're still going to be stuck with other people around you that have made the same life choices as you. And that just shows that free will is a limiting factor in life.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there, Haley, because if we go with the idea that free will exists at all, I think it's the most liberating thing, right? I mean, I guess life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have free will, and your choices are your own, whereas there could be a fear of the infinite possibilities of what you could decide, to not have confidence that there is a future at all, or that you have a purpose, at the same time, that's kind of the beauty of the entire idea, is that you can find and make one yourself. But, like we brought up earlier, you know, on the other side of free will is fate. You know, you cannot have one without, you cannot have one with the other. You kind of have to have only one. And if there is fate, and all things are predetermined, then I think there is a little bit of security and tragedy in that. Tragic in the way that if, say, someone thinks that, oh, I dyed my hair and got bangs because I wanted to fit in with my friends. You know, I want to be unique. I want to choose my own path. Yet they were always destined to do that due to all of their friends have done it. Have already done it. It makes it seem as if, you know, they're telling themselves a lie. Like we would be about free will, saying we chose this, we picked this, but really, we're always going to pick it anyway. And to know that we're always going to pick it anyway, to be truly self-aware of that, I think, is almost comforting, I would say.
And connecting back to when Gavin brought up the coffee shop, it's like, say on a menu, you have the options to choose whatever you want. But then again, it's like you're really limited to what they have. And so, I guess, in reality, you do have free will, because you can choose what you want, like when you want it practically. And I say all this just to show that I feel like people nowadays really do have more freedom and more will to choose what they want to do when compared to another time period where they didn't necessarily have as much freedom to choose what they wanted to do, because it was just a matter of perspective and outlook. And I feel like people in today's society really hone in on their own choices, and they emphasize that they need the right to make their own choices.
In Sophie's World, Alberto teaches Sophie about Hellenism and how at that point in time society was split into four different groups, and one of those groups was the Cynics. They were highly represented by a philosopher that lived in a barrel, and they were a representation of how people didn't have choices in life. They just lived with the bare minimum, and they kind of represent minimalists in the postmodernist world. And they were happy with what they had, and that shows that even without free will, whenever they thought they had nothing, and they were still happy, they had a point in life, and they didn't feel useless. So that disproves the point that society needs free will nowadays, because it shows how, even though free will might not exist, there's still a chance to have a happy life and to be joyous with the limited things around you, and everyone else turning the same way as you.
I think that, with that argument, to think that Paul did have a choice and the Cynics don't, I guess that kind of makes it sound a little binary, but despite both of them being able to still live in their own way, I think says something about the modern world in the sense that despite whether or not you have faith, despite whether or not you do have true free will, at the end of the day, it is your internalization of that fact that makes it, that decides your worldview. So it kind of doesn't matter, I suppose. I can see for both sides how it could be a tragedy to have free will, a tragedy to have fate. I can see how it could be a blessing to have fate, a blessing to have free will. Both being the kind of foil to each other. The outcome is always the same, I think. Unless you focus on it just a bit too hard. But I think that's going to conclude us for today. And I'll see you next week to take your final, Mr. Carson. Goodbye. It's the end of the podcast now.